A brief super tatis for Baal Oscha this week, a story about the Tribune of Rav and Rav Moshe Sternbach. It's a very interesting story. When Rav Moshe Sternbach was a Talmud in a shir of the Tribune of Rav, the Tribune of Rav raised a big kasha, and Rav Sternbach answered an amazing tirutz that kind of settled everything. And the Tribune of Rav said, "This brilliant chiddush doesn't really belong to you." And to everybody's astonishment, the Tribune of Rav said back, "It doesn't really stem from your own intellect alone. Rather, it's because of your mother, who must have cried bitter tears of devotion for her children's success in Talmud Torah." So, it's hard to know what to make of these sorts of stories. But I think that the nexus in between the tefillas of parents for their children and their success may be greater than some of us sometimes feel. So it's just an important thing for us to remember that we need to daven hard for our children, and amazing things can happen. So the next story is about, this is just a quick tvartura. Asaf suf, asher b'kubo hisavuta avav, yomar Hashem el Moshe, asvili shivim ish, va'atzalti min haruach. So the question is, why is va'atzalti min haruach coming after this story about this extraordinary taiva? So what's the shaykhs between the two of them? An idea from Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, who says, when Klal Yisrael wanted to eat meat, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, is it really possible true? Could it possibly be true that you're missing any gashmius, and that lack of meat would really kind of steer your existence? Rather, it's not that. It's that you're looking for ruchnius. Something is stirring inside you. You're not hungry for meat or for bread or for water or anything. Rather, you want a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You want to hear Dvar Hashem. They say mi achilenu basar only because something is stirring inside them and they don't know how to explain the hunger that they actually have. And because of that, the Eitzah in response is v'atzalti min haruach asher alecha v'samti aleihem, meaning when you have the gashmius, when you have the geshmak of the mazon ruchni of life, then you won't be asking for a mazon gashmi. That's really the idea. This is the same idea that the Netziv brings down by the Atzilim. The Atzilim, you know, vechazuas elokim v'yochel v'yishtu, and Rashi has to say it's b'libo gas, and the Ramban says there's a chiyuv to be mesameach v'simchas haTorah, no problem with that. So the Netziv says, yes, that's true, and it's okay to use gashmius in the context of ruchnius and all of that, but maybe you should have been full. Maybe you should have been full by the ruchnius and not needed to eat gashmius. So maybe that's kind of a different mahalich. And indeed, this is really the story about the Yiruni and the Bas Melech that's brought down from this medrash, Koheles v'hanefesh lo timale, that's often made famous by the piece in the Mesilas Yesharim that says the neshama, with all the gashmiyistika things, it's not happy, it's not satisfied, and the reason why it's not satisfied is that ruchnius needs need to be fed by ruchnius. That's really the simplest thing. So we should all work on our hungry, our taiva for ruchnius. Look at the Rabbeinu Yonah at the beginning of Sefer Mishlei, where he says, even Tevak Shenach HaKesef, if you start seeking it out, showing you're hungry, right? You need a tikra, says Rabbeinu Yonah, you need to daven for it, you need to want it, right? All of these things, if we show that we want it, then all of a sudden things change, our perspective changes, our life changes, our trajectory changes. Have a wonderful Shabbos.